Hello, I'm Roger Watson. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of Nurse Education and Practice, and welcome to this edition of the NEP podcast. Hello and welcome to the second NEP podcast. I've been in place for 4 months now, and we've just had an editorial team meeting, so I thought it might be useful to look back on those 4 months and to catch you up with any new developments. One of the most important things to say is that the whole editorial team is now in place. Our two new editors have joined us. But editors old and new, we're all learning about how to use the new editorial manager system, and we're very grateful to one or two authors who've contacted us to point out some anomalies in the system. We've listened and we are ironing these out. So the system is continually being improved, and it's thanks to your help. In the last podcast, I mentioned that the new author guidance was on the website. That's been there now for a couple of months, and it's being used because I can see that manuscripts are coming through in the new formats and under the new categories. Again, we're grateful to authors who've contacted us to point out anomalies, and we're continually keeping these under revision. I think the most important message about the author guidance is that it is being continually revised, and if you're about to submit an article, you should check that you do have the latest guidance. Submissions are buoyant, which is good, and we're outperforming one or two of our closest competitors. We're surprised at this, given that in the UK, the Research Excellence Framework exercise is over, and that's always been a very big source of articles to journals, and the COVID pandemic is nearly over too, and that was another source of articles. However, we seem to have a very buoyant level of submissions, and this is good, and the good news is that we're managing to get our response times down. We're trying to respond as quickly as possible, particularly at the initial stage of submission. Clearly, there are some papers that get stuck in the system, and we do have authors who contact us now and again about this. We are doing our best. The reason is usually either finding reviewers, or once we've found the reviewers, trying to persuade them to do the reviews in a timely fashion. We do our best. Again, we're grateful that you contact us, but we are also grateful for your patience. I think we will soon have dealt with any backlog, and as I say, we're already dealing with response times, and in the future I'm quite sure that we'll see much bigger improvements in our turnaround time for manuscripts. Please keep an eye on the Twitter page, and please respond to us there or retweet the pieces. We're trying to put something up every day with either a link to a new article with the title of the article and some sort of picture to convey that article, but I've also been putting up the old article collections, and of course we hope to add to these in due course. So the Twitter site has been quite active lately, and again thanks to people who go there and retweet the content, like the content, and share it with other people. So that's everything I want to say in this particular podcast. I'll be back again soon when we've something else to tell you. So thank you very much for listening.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.